Today, we remember what Sister Ruth fought for and died fighting for. We remember what Brianna died fighting against. In their names and so many others, we render judgment. And we call ourselves to fight for justice and love and truth in the name of God. The die has been cast. Judgment has been rendered. And ultimately, your trickery, your manipulations will fail. We are here as people of faith, people of love, people of peace, people of justice, people of hope, people of truth. And we're here as people with collective power. We rise as people of faith. And we call on the whole nation, all people of conscience, all people of faith, all people of justice, rise up now. We declare judgment on the unholy activities in the Senate, in the presidency, and we declare an uprising of love and justice and truth and truth and truth and truth,
and we will rise
up again
and again
and again. Let it be so, and so it is. A few weeks ago, I'm trying to move away, make sure we're far enough away. A few weeks ago, I was talking to Graylin. And in conversation, we started thinking and talking about how there needed to be a solemn assembly. A solemn assembly that's not about how many words we say, but what our presence says. A solemn assembly where we come not to represent ourselves, but the thousands and millions of people you're connected to. If we weren't in COVID times, we may have had a few more. But we talked, and then we talked some others, and said, could we get 100 or so, or close to it, from every tradition to come and to pronounce judgment on what's going on. My Jewish friends have taught me, they just came out of Yom Kippur, that sometimes you cannot stop mean people from doing what they're going to do, but you have to warn them that what they think they're doing, they're not really doing. That what they actually do, sometimes, may look like they've won in a moment, but in the grand scheme of things, sometimes what they do is the last link in the chain of events to the uncovering and the undoing of their schemes. And so it was when Isaiah 58 said, there are times that the greatest thing we can do is witness to what ought to be. Sometimes the greatest thing we can do is knowing that truth lifted up in a time of lies, as Orwell said, and I paraphrase, is a very revolutionary act. Today we speak with our bodies, we speak in unity. I come from a tradition, Grayland, that says, and when they got on one accord. And so we speak in unity. We ask everybody today to maintain discipline. Please maintain 6 to 10. We don't want to criticize somebody else doing one thing and then we do differently. When we get in 2x2, we take the street, spread out 6, keep 6 away. The image of the line should be long. We're going to march from here to the Senate building. And then together, I think everybody has a unity statement. We're going to read it in our voices together. And then 6 people will come and respond to that. And then we will leave. But I will say, having read a lot of scripture, it's not a good thing for people that think they have all this power to be named Ichabod. For somebody who, for people of God to declare that the glory has gone, whatever little glory you had is gone and what you should be using it for is gone, and now you don't even realize the hands of God that you're in and you have a choice and a chance to shift. My brothers and sisters, it's good. I would rather not be here today having to render judgment on what's going on, but I do know there comes a time that the men and women of God have to call it. This ain't about Democrat and Republican no more. This ain't about left and right. This is about sin and unrighteousness. It's about high time we use that word in Washington, D.C. Huh? About time we call it what it is.
Yes.
It's just sin. And injustice. And counter to the things of God. So the organizer here, brother and sister, please be mindful of each other. I know some of you, like me, have immune issues. But let's make sure we maintain this discipline. Our dear organizers, thank you all. You can tell us, where's Reverend Liz? She's somewhere around. I can't see her over this thing. Hey, and Reverend, Rabbi Pressner, Brother Grayler, you join us up here, and then the organizers are gonna line us up. So the 4 of us are gonna go to the street now, and then if you all listen to the organizers, they'll line everybody else up. All right, we together?
Yeah.
We're together. Remember, this is going out all over. We're saying something even with our presence. It's going out to millions of people. Let our presence speak volumes today. Amen.
Yeah, so 2x2, and we're coming by with a string. Thank you.
Those smokers stand 10 feet apart. The line should not be bunched up. Keep the discipline. Keep the discipline. 10 feet apart. Master. Come on the street. Maintain the 10 feet between each line, 6 feet between each person. Maintain this discipline. Are we ready together? You can stop now. All of us facing the Senate building. Repeat after me. Woe unto those who legislate evil. Come on, let's do that better. Woe unto those who legislate evil.
Woe unto those who legislate evil.
And rob the poor of their rights.
And rob the poor of their rights.
Don't form a circle. No, no, no. Stay in line on that side. Don't form a circle. Stay in discipline. Lord. Keep your distance, please. Today we gather.
Today we gather.
In front of these buildings. Where people who wield earthly power sit.
We declare
that no matter how much power humanity thinks it has, there is still the power of the people and the power of the moral arc of the universe. There is still power. Of the Creator. Any earthly power that tries to undermine these inalienable rights of life, liberty,
and the pursuit of happiness
is wrong and must be altered. That's not an idea we came up with. That's what the founders wrote. But we also know that to undermine the establishment of justice, the provision for the common defense, the promoting the general welfare, the ensuring of domestic tranquility, and guaranteeing equal protection under the law is a violation of our deepest constitutional values and the very moral values of God. When we see this current Senate under the leadership of Senate Melita McConnell, ask the police if they need to talk to someone, come to the leaders over here. I want to hear what they're saying. Refuse to pass a stimulus bill. Because they care more about corporate greed and tax cuts for the wealthy than they do for the people who are sick and dying. Yes, sir. Suffering economically.
You and I have met multiple times.
Yes, sir.
We've engaged in conversation about demonstration. So right now you're blocking the roadway. It's illegal. You can't do it. So
you got another warning, right?
I'm going to give you something over the mic or over the bullhorn here.
All right. We'll pray.
Okay.
And hurting,
we declare
that it is sin. When we see the attempt
to steal
Supreme Court seats
over
against their own assertion that is wrong to do. So quick before an election. This is sin. Now, brothers and sisters, if it wasn't for COVID, we wouldn't move. But I cannot put any of you, we cannot put any of you at risk. So the third warning, we're going on the sidewalk, but still maintain the discipline because we've not finished our solemn assembly. Are we in agreement with that?
Yes.
Are we in agreement if it wasn't for COVID, we'd stay right here?
Yes.
All right, let's go to the side. Those that are speaking, we'll stand right in the middle. The others, if you would line up and maintain discipline on both sides of the sidewalk. There we go. Are we ready?
Yes.
When we see the refusal
to reform policing,
to protect and serve, that is sin. When we see the refusal
to properly
address
the death and destruction
of coronavirus,
and to be more interested
in denying health care
than keeping people alive,
that is sin.
When we see
the attempts
to throw doubt
and sow discord,
division and deceit
into the general election,
that is sin.
Stealing a seat
at the Supreme Court,
but refusing
to pass a stimulus
to save lives,
that is a sin
before God
and the values of our
Constitution.
And we have come
today
as men and women of
faith,
representing many of
faith,
to render judgment
on the
processes
of McConnell
and this
Senate.
We have come to
remind you
that in the
economy of God,
a nation is
judged
by how she
cares
for the poor,
the sick,
the homeless,
the immigrant,
the hungry,
the children,
and the least of
these.
We have come
to warn
the Senate
that
your arms
are too short
to box with
God.
We have come
to
warn you
that
your unholy alliance
with
lies
and manipulation
and lust
for power
and
racism
will be
your
undoing
and
brings harm
to the nation.
But we also
say
that
you have the opportunity
now
to change.
But if you
do not change,
then
as Frederick Douglass
said
in 1857,
just maybe
your actions,
your attitude,
your arrogance
is just
one final link
in the
chain of events
preparatory
to the
downfall
of
your entire system
of
scheming
against the
people
and
against the values
of God.
We declare
that
what you are doing
will not
deter the people,
but
rather embolden
the people
to fight
for the very things
you seek to
take away.
The health care
you
seek to destroy
will turn
in
to
universal health care.
The
votes
you try
to suppress
will
result
in a
massive voter turnout
and
fresh laws
to
protect the right to
vote.
The
justice
you seek to
withhold
from the
people
will lead
to
a fierce
commitment
to
restructure
our
judicial system
and our
courts
towards
the call
of justice.
Today,
we remember
what Sister
Ruth
fought for
and died
fighting for.
We remember
what Brianna
died
fighting against.
In their names
and
so many others,
we
render judgment
and
we call ourselves
to
fight
for justice
and love
and truth
in the name
of God.
The die
has been cast,
judgment
has been rendered,
and ultimately
your
trickery Your manipulations will fail. We are here as people of faith, people of love, people of peace, people of justice, people of hope, people of truth. And we're here as people with collective power. We will stand and fight the good fight of faith. We speak out against stealing a Supreme Court seat. We speak out against refusing just stimulus. We speak out against the sin of stopping police reform. We speak out against the sin of stealing health care. We speak out against the sin of stifling living wages. We speak out against the sin of separating Latino families. We speak out against the sin of hurting indigenous people and the sins of injustice. We cry out as the souls who have died without justice, like Breonna Taylor. We cry out as the souls of those who have died fighting for justice, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We cry out as the 200,000 plus souls who have died because of the mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic. Our families, our families, where is their justice? We declare it is rising up. We speak prophetically into this moment. Justice is rising up in the voices of the millions of poor and low-income people. Justice is rising up in our votes. Justice is rising up in the vision of life we have for our future. Our sisters and so many others will not die in vain. We rise as people of justice. We rise as people of truth. We rise as people of faith. And we call on the whole nation, all people of conscience, all people of faith, all people of justice, rise up now. We declare judgment on the unholy activities in the Senate, in the presidency, and we declare an uprising of love and justice and truth and truth and truth and truth, and we will rise up again and again. Let it be so, and so it is. Rabbi Pesner, honoring that just yesterday was Yom Kippur, would you speak and respond, and then Reverend Dr. Liz, and then Reverend Graylin, and we'll call on others after them.
Bishop Barber, you know your Jewish family less than a day ago finished the holiest days of the year, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Millions and millions gathering in our synagogues, holding ourselves to account, hearing the voice of the shofar calling us to repent, to repair, and to return, to atone for all that is broken, to heal the sick, to free the captive, to welcome the stranger, to be for the widow, the orphan, and the stranger, and to atone that we have not done so. And only 24 hours later, we need to stand here and call to account not just the Jewish family.
That's right.
Not just the Jewish family, not just the American family, but the whole human family. Because we have allowed the woman who is a widow, the man who is a widower, the orphan, the stranger, and the poor to suffer. Even hours after our fast, we still atone. And there was a seat missing in our service, an empty chair. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was not in her synagogue this week.
That's right.
I don't know where she is. I don't know how to reach and hold her. I pray for all of us in America. She is holding us because this white Jewish woman who experienced sexism and bigotry in the form of antisemitism understood that her experience of injustice was a threat to justice everywhere. So she rose in prophetic dissent. Everybody say dissent.
Dissent.
She was like the ancient prophets of Israel who rose in prophetic dissent, imagining the world that which it is, in which people are starving and sick and homeless and hungry, but the world we know it could be. And in her most famous dissent, Shelby V. Holder, she cried out against the reality of what is, the logic of a Supreme Court that in eviscerating the beloved Voting Rights Act, for which Congressman John Lewis, his memory for a blessing, had his head bashed in on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and Goodman and Cheney and Schroeder gave their lives, the Supreme Court said, things are better now. Justice Ginsburg said that's like standing in a rainstorm under an umbrella and saying, I don't need my umbrella because I'm not getting wet. Things are better now. Just ask Breonna Taylor. Just ask George Floyd. Just ask Ahmaud Arbery. Just ask Michael Brown, Freddie Gray, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, how many more? Say their names and remember Ruth and Breonna raising the prophetic voice. The world as it is not the world as it could be.
That's right.
Let us bring it on. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For members of the media, as Reverend Liz, Dr. Liz comes, think about this deeply. We need to stop just saying Trump is the problem alone.
Uh-huh.
Senate Leader McConnell and this Senate have blocked fixing the Voting Rights Act, but they want to steal a Supreme Court seat. They have blocked passing stimulus. They have put 83 cents of every dollar in the first package to banks and corporations, but they will steal a seat. They stood against wages for people, but they will steal a seat. That's the lust for power and greed. They've watched people die at the hands of immoral racist police, and rather than pass reforms, they'll steal a seat. They're more interested in thievery than they're interested in doing justice. And that is why we're here today, to call judgment upon these activities.
We stand today in dissent, atoning with our Jewish brothers and sisters of the injustice that is being wrought against us.
Yes.
The prophet Isaiah cries out, woe to you who legislate evil, deprive the poor of their rights. Their right to vote. The right to have an adequate standard of living. The right to health care. The right to love. Woe to you who pass unjust laws. We're here to pray. here to lament. We're here to rise up. I was reading this morning about a widow in the Bible who kept going to court against an unjust judge, a judge who did not care about God or any of the values of society. But this unjust judge kept passing injustice. That didn't turn the woman away. She kept coming back. Amen. That's right. She came back with her signs. She came back with her prayers. She came back with her community. And she came back with her vote. Yes. And you know what? Even though that unjust judge never reformed his ways, never found God, persistent widows get justice.
That's right.
We here are rising up. We aren't going to let anybody turn us around. We will come back and come back and come back until justice is served.
I say amen.
Amen.
We rise up. We remember, but not in memorial. We remember in movement. And we rise up and vote. We have people here from different denominations. I want to ask Reverend Grayland to come. And then our Hindu brothers here, right? Yeah, Abhi is here, was going to come.
As I come here today, and as we all come here today, and we come here as people of good conscience and people of faith, one thing that we recognize is that this country and its leadership that likes to wrap themselves in instruments of religion,
right,
do not understand the first thing about having a posture of good religion.
That's right.
Because it doesn't boil down to a personal enterprise. But it really boils down to what we do as a collective, how we care for one another. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she understood that it was larger than herself.
Right.
It had to do with other people having rights and dignity and respect. And we watch each time how somebody comes and perverts that type of theological moral perspective. Moral perspective every single time. But we got news. I believe in a God that sits high and looks low.
That's it.
I believe that no matter what they think that they're doing, God has told us what we need to be doing.
That's right.
I believe that we have marching feet for a reason. I believe that we have a voice for a reason. I believe that we stand on faith for a reason, because we're going to continue to stand up one day longer than any injustice can stand up. One second longer than any injustice or racism can stand. You see, one of the things that has gone on, and I'm so pleased with this campaign, because we know that people have not talked about poor people. People have not talked about low-wage people, have not talked about people on reservations. I've not talked about people living in unsanitary conditions with polluted water that they're drinking every day.
Right.
We're here as a conscience to really speak to those issues and remind the nation that we have a deeper obligation to one another.
That's right.
Than just going to church or synagogue or going to masjid.
Right.
And that what I mean by that is, if our religiosity doesn't lift somebody else up, then it's no good at all.
Amen. Amen.
It's no good at all. Gold should be thrown out and thrown away.
Yeah, right.
I believe.
That's it.
I believe. In justice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe in God. God bless you.
Yes. 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 Now, my brothers and sisters, we got a call last night. And the car said, what are y'all gonna do if it rains? We said, either way, God blesses us.
That's right.
If the sun is out, it's a reminder to us that all things in the done in the darkness shall be brought to the light.
Yeah.
Right.
If the rain comes, it's baptism.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. And like our African brothers said, when the rain comes, it's a sign of blessing.
Yeah.
The sun has come on the day we pronounce judgment and cause people to rise up. And that means that the longer they stay in this injustice, the more things will be revealed that are being done, that are wrong, that will reshape the consciousness of this nation.
That's right. That's
Mark
right.
it down.
In the Hindu sacred text, the Bhagavad Gita, which is a part of the epic, the Mahabharata, which describes the war between two groups of cousins, the Pandavas and the Kauravas, field of Kurukshetra. It is a dialogue between Krishna, which in Sanskrit means the beautiful dark one, who is an incarnation of Vishnu, the Hindu god of preservation and righteousness, a dialogue between him and the Pandava warrior Arjuna, who refuses to fight his own family and teachers who are now allayed against him. So Krishna reminds Arjuna that it is his primary duty to fight injustice.
That's right.
Without being attached or motivated by the fruits of his actions. And Krishna reminds Arjuna that he is with him all the way. He says, and I say in Sanskrit, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyudhanam adharmasya tadatmanam shujamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanardhaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever there is decay of righteousness, O Arjuna, and there is exaltation of unrighteousness, then I manifest myself for the protection of the good, for the destruction of evil, for the sake of firmly establishing righteousness. I am born from age to age.
Wow.
Now, the Unitarian Universalist Hindu in me interprets this as, whenever there is injustice or unrighteousness, God is incarnated in and through people to fight for what is just and right. God is present with those who are oppressed, the poor, the hungry, the houseless, the incarcerated, the sick, the disenfranchised. And God urges us not to despair or lose hope, but to arise, awake, and act for what is right and just with respair. You heard me. Respair. I was recently introduced to this word by the brilliant author Jasmine Ward in the September issue of Vanity Fair. Respair is an old English word that is no longer used since the 15th century. And it means returning to hope after a period of despair. Bishop Barber, despair is exactly what we need. Because the word asks the question of how we turn toward hope after unimaginable loss of over a million souls in a global pandemic, 20% of them in this, our nation. After ongoing harassment, maiming, caging, and killing of black, brown, indigenous, and immigrant people, after yet another gross miscarriage of justice. So in this season of return and recommitment, despair calls us to dig deeper and carry on the fight as fiercely and faithfully as possible without attachment to the outcome.
to breathe new life into the soul of our democracy with our votes, our activism, and our faithful resistance, and to fight, to rehearse, and to embody the beloved community where all are welcome and all belong.
Yes.
May it be so.
May it be so.
Om Shanti.
Respect.
Respect.
My dear sister is going to respond to our lit opening litany in the name and in the memory and the calling of Breonna Taylor and so many others.
I am a black woman. I am a black woman.
That's right.
I am a black woman standing in the nation of my birth, standing in the city of my birth. I'm a black woman standing in the nation of my birth, in the city of my birth, the proud descendants of slaves in America. I am a proud descendant of immigrants who came to this country to seek a better life. I am a black woman in America, standing in the strong tradition of black women in America who have come together to call a prophetic voice, even amongst ourselves. I am a black woman standing in America to say, America, your hypocrisy is showing. America, your hypocrisy is showing.
That's right.
When you allow children to be placed in cages and say that you stand for rights of human birth, your hypocrisy is showing.
Thank you. Right.
When you stand and say that you are for the rule of law but yet murder people in their beds, your hypocrisy is showing.
That's right.
When you stand and say that you give tax cuts for the wealthy, yet deny everyday, average, regular people benefits of stimulus, your hypocrisy is showing. When you deny health care to the sick, your hypocrisy is showing. When you deny welfare rights to those who are poor, your hypocrisy is showing. When you put money in the wealthy's pockets, but yet take away that same dollar out of the poorest individuals, your hypocrisy is showing. I stand as a black woman in America with little rights that have been disregarded. I stand as a black woman who has black children whose future I'm afraid for, because we don't know if they can walk down the street safely. I am a black woman in America, just like Breonna Taylor. I am a black woman in America, just like Sandra Bland. And when we deprive human beings of their privileges and rights, woe to us as a nation. When we create laws that deprive our most vulnerable of their inalienable rights, woe to us as a nation.
Amen.
When we withhold justice in America, woe to us. I'm a black woman.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And today, when all of you say, I too am a black woman.
I too am a black woman.
Now, why did y'all get so quiet and say that? That's what you do. We unify the movement, our fusion. Say, I too am a black woman. That elevates, that doesn't take away, that says we join together. Now, let us remember, what's our focus today? The Senate. Our movement is very strategic. Everything you mad at Trump about doing, he couldn't have done it without the help of the Senate.
That's right. That's right.
You mad because police reform has not been passed? It's right. It's held up in the Senate.
That's right.
Bad Supreme Court seat right there. So we are strategically
caught doing micro judgment, not just macro. And we do it in the name of Breonna and all that she represents, the name of Ruth and all she represents. And my sister, thank you for reminding us. And thank you, because until we can all stand in each other's pain, that's the key to them dividing us. But until a white woman can say, I too am a black woman, until a black woman can accept a white woman saying, I too am a black woman, not that I'm a black woman, I understand everything you've been through, but I'm willing to join and enter that space. Until black men and white men can say too, I am a black woman, or a black man, or a Latino that's been killed, or a poor white person that's been killed. Or we can cry out that not only against police brutality, but we can say people are dying because they don't have health care. We must be the ones that say we will not just be moved in our conscience when we see it on video because of the untold numbers of people whose deaths never hit the video. But they're caused because of policy. The policies that Ruth Bader Ginsburg fought against. And we even call it out when there's somebody black standing against black. But today, Senate Leader McConnell and the Senate are wrong. I want to ask our two last speakers. I think it's two, right? My brother, who's indigenous, to say a word from indigenous perspective about why he's here today joining with us and crying judgment on this Senate and calling us to action. And then the Reverend Lamar, if he would do that, and then we will be preparing to take one more act together. Let the media know your name, my friend. Somebody wipe this off with the...
We gotta take care of one another, right?
That's right. That's right.
Good afternoon, or great afternoon. I'm Al from the Ramapo Lenape Nation. We are the descendants of the original people of Manhattan.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say that in acknowledgement that we are on the lands of the Piscataway people.
That's right.
And I think we need to recognize that wherever we are, the original people of the lands where we're at.
That's right.
And the people who survived genocide and apocalypse.
That's right.
So let me just say a few words from the Munsee language, our original language. Anishik Kichi Manitou, Anishik Kishelamokwang, Elamiliang, Kakana Ki, Wak Mbi, Wak Kashong, Wak Tindal, Anishik, 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 Anishik. There's over 500 indigenous nations in what is now the United States. There were many more before Columbus. And while we're all different, one of the common things we have in our prayers is a prayer of thanks, a recognition that what we most need in this world, we already have. In English, the prayer I said was, thank you, Great Spirit, thank you from whose thoughts we arose for giving us the earth, the waters, the wind, and fire. And so it's a recognition that we live in a world of abundance. Unfortunately, we as humanity are not recognizing that, and we're destroying our waters and our air, and that's one of the other things that's going on here in the Senate.
That's right.
And if we're not careful, we're in the age of mass biological extinction. If we're not careful, the branch of life that we're cutting off is going to be the one that we're sitting on. So I'd just like to thank you all for this opportunity to speak on behalf of the indigenous people. And recognize that the justice is not just for the humanity, but for the natural world as well, because we're here. I wouldn't say we're here so much to speak for those who can't speak. They can speak, we're just not hearing them.
That's right.
The winds speak.
That's right.
The sun was speaking today.
That's right.
The mountains speak. The rivers speak. It's just that we're not listening to them.
That's right.
So it's just an honor and a pleasure to be amongst people that are listening to our winds and our water and our air and our mountains. So I thank you all for this opportunity to speak on behalf of the original peoples. My name is Al from the Ramapo Lenape Nation. Anishu, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Let us say thank you.
Thank you.
And why must we on this day when we remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg? We have to remember her because she didn't just stand for Roe. She stood against corporations being treated like people and people being treated like things. She stood against the polluters. And why is that upright even when we remember Breonna? Because Breonna, as a black woman, was not only under threat by the police, she also, as an African-American, a person in the poor community, was under threat from environmental injustice.
Right.
It's all connected, my brothers and sisters.
That's right.
And that's why we have to challenge anytime power is used the way it's being used in this Senate. Brother Lamar, Reverend Dr. Lamar.
Brothers and sisters, we live in houses that we did not build. We drink wine from vineyards that we did not plant. We draw waters from wells that we did not dig. And in the work that we are doing today, we are led by and strengthened by those who began the long march of justice many generations ago. And as we walked, I felt their spirits, I heard their voices, cheering us forward on the work that is ours in this moment.
Yes.
Now let me share with you this profound yet simple statement, that memory is required for justice.
Yes.
That a people who has forgotten will never achieve the goal of justice. And it is no accident that the word America and the word amnesia are closely linked in the dictionary. Because this is a nation that thrives on forgetting.
Yes.
Forgetting the indigenous. Forgetting the enslaved. Forgetting the oppressed. And we are here today to say that we are people of memory and people of justice, and we will not forget. Now on this day, I am reminded of what happened in the fourth chapter of Luke in the Gospels. When Jesus returned home to preach to his home crowd, he reminded them that God was not the property of Jewish people, but God was the property of all people. God is not the property of Christians or Hindus or Buddhists. God belongs to all of us. And when Jesus reminded them that God was healing and blessing people across lines of class, across lines of religion, across lines of creed, they rose up to drive him out because they wanted to forget that God was merciful. Mm. Today we come to remember not only was God merciful and is God merciful, but we are called to fight for justice and mercy in our day.
That's right. Yeah,
and so we stand in front of this building because it is not owned by Mr. McConnell, it is owned by us.
Right.
We stand in front of this building because this nation does not belong to corporations, it belongs to us.
Yes.
We stand in front of this building because our ancestors are around us and we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, and we have come to let the world know we will not forget Breonna Taylor and all of those who have suffered as she has suffered.
That's right.
We will not forget Ruth Ginsburg and all of those who have fought as she has fought.
That's right.
We will be people of memory because we are people of justice, and we will march and fight and sing and vote and pray until the world has become the world that God intends.
That's right. That's right.
Let us never, ever forget.
Yes, let us never forget. Now, brothers and sisters, our final act in this day of solemn, we need everybody to do it. Reverend Dr. Lamar, the Spirit just reminded me of something through you. It has not ever really been this way, but in writing, the reason why the Senate has only 100 members and why the Senate has the power of confirmation is because in the imagining of what was supposed to be that never has fully been, the Senate is supposed to have sense. Did y'all hear what I said? The way it's supposed to work is the House might go crazy because that's people elected by small groups of people that are only in their little individual districts. And so they, but the senators are at large, and supposedly the Senate was supposed to have sense.
The Senate is supposed to pull us back to the values. Just like the Supreme Court is supposed to have some sense. But memory doubt lets us know that it's supposed to have, but actually now the Senate has lost its mind. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe actually McConnell has his mind, but it's not the mind of the Constitution. It's not the mind of Ruth Gator. It's not the mind of Breonna Taylor. It's not the mind of justice. Maybe some folk lied when they put their hand on the Bible or Torah and swore to uphold the principles of the Constitution. Maybe they don't know what's in either one of them. And so we come here today, and don't ever underestimate when the people of God publicly announce judgment. I want to close with this quick story, and then I'm going to ask those of you that will, you may want to keep your placard. But if you don't, we're going to invite us to go one by one and declare judgment on the unjust activities in this place, to declare you've got a chance to change, but then to declare if you don't change, that you ultimately will not succeed. May win a battle. In fact, I prophetically declare today that if they put somebody on the Supreme Court, they may very well, and if they overturn the Affordable Care Act, it's going to force America to have universal health care. Yeah. You got to think differently when you walk by faith. Because my Bible says what people mean for evil can actually turn to good. And so I'm going to ask you, if you so desire, we're going to go to that door. They won't let us in. Can't go in. If you want to, you can take off yours and leave it there. And then I'm going to ask the organizers to grab them all. And we're going to put them in a package and send them to McConnell. Yes. Huh? Right. We're going to send the preamble to the Constitution. Right. Huh? Yeah. But also, I want you to, before you do it, take a selfie of yourself. Make sure you send it everywhere. Everywhere. And tell everybody, if you remember Ruth and remember Breonna, rise up and vote. We have more power than they have money. That's right. We have more power than they have evil. That's right. And so we have to act like it in this time in which we live. That's going to be our final act. And so if you choose to keep yours, that's fine, because you can use it in various ways. Let us maintain discipline. I know it's difficult, but let us maintain discipline. We're going to go to yonder door, and we're going to either take off the placard. But if you would declare that we pronounce judgment on the unjust activities being led by McConnell and this Senate, we call on them to change. But we declare, like Frederick Douglass, that if they don't, we're not going to fall apart because they make a bad decision. We're going to recognize that sometimes unjust power will go too far. And as Frederick Douglass said, after the Dred Scott decision that a Supreme Court ruled on, with a Chief Justice who never should have been on the Supreme Court, said a black man has no rights that white men ever have to pay attention to. And 2 months later, Douglass said that what they did was monstrous. It was evil. But it's not the end of the abolition movement. It's only the final link in the chain of events preparatory to the downfall of the entire institution of slavery. You do this, McConnell, and you will see people vote like never before. You do this and take away Affordable Care Act, and we'll be right back here with universal health care. Democrats won't be able to run from it. Republicans won't be able to stop it. But what is being done will not stop our agitation, will not cause us to quit, but will embolden us. As we say in the church, do I have a witness?
Yes.
So we're going to go up individually. The judgment of sin is upon the wrong taking place in this house, in these chambers. You have a chance to change. But if you don't stop, what you're doing will be your undoing. What you're doing will ultimately backfire. What you're doing will not cause the people to go away, but it will cause the people to rise up and vote and dissent and demand until justice comes.
We're not using the mic to protect everybody from virus. So if you want to say something, say it in your loud voice. We got thousands and thousands of people online being called to action by what you're doing today. If you put your placard down today and you want one, again, we'll send you a fresh one.
On Yom Kippur, Isaiah reminded us that God disdains the word of those who pray and fast, but oppress the poor and oppress their workers.
May all beings be free from suffering, awaken and be free.
And with mercy, and so we say, go into the Senate on today that is not acting in mercy towards all of God's people.
La gente que habla español, los indocumentados, los sin papeles, estamos contigo hoy y siempre.
somos el cambio. Vote. We are the change. Vote.
Yeah, yeah. Hundreds of thousands.
And what does God require of us? To do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God.
Woe unto you, Mitch McConnell, for allowing injustice and corruption to prevail. But God is not done with the Senate yet.
Yeah.
May all those in this building awaken from forgetfulness and release their greed and delusion.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Senator McConnell is a disgrace. How he didn't let the poor sister Ginsburg have even an hour of rest before he turned the political feeding frenzy into a machine, even on the eve of a Jewish high holiday. He could have waited until Monday, but tell your senators to pursue this action. These actions have been litigatable in court since Marbury versus Madison. We can reverse these injustices. If you tell your senators, right, we can do that. Okay. We need universal health.
We're gonna unleash the power of the people, the power of the vote.
Next, please. The folk that sit in these seats are not there permanently. 34 million poor and low wealth people didn't vote in the last election. Only 19% to 1%. In 15 states changes everything. Brothers and sisters, the power that we have in the vote, the power that we have in nonviolence is here. All we got to do is use it, you all. We are not grasshoppers in the midst of giants. We are giants that need to know who we are.
Bible says, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. We must stand and we must unite. America must remain
united and not divided. United we stand. We see you all. We see you all, those who want to be watching this, and those in here who want to be ignoring it, but we see you too. And your brokenness cannot inflict the pain on others that you most intend, because we see your brokenness, and our love and our power will rise up and make sure that this is God's domain. There is a one God uniting all.
Thank you, my Jewish sister, for reminding us that when people do injustice, they are broken. And when we rise up to remove them from office, it is actually an act of love. That maybe then they will think about who they are and come to their senses before they leave this earth and return to the kind of humanity that God calls us to.
Woe unto those who legislate evil, who enable evil, who rush to appoint evil. Woe unto those who push forward unjust laws, who disregard the poor and oppressed. Repent, Mitch McConnell. Turn away from this evil. Repent, for a day of justice is coming.
True religion is this: to care for the orphan and the widow, and to keep yourself unstained by the world.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Care.
By this effort, may all sentient beings be free of suffering, may their minds be filled with the nectar of virtue, and in this way may all causes resulting in suffering be extinguished, and only the light of compassion shine throughout all realms.
Amen. Again, remember, it's on your own free will and accord.
In the Torah portion that we read on the afternoon of Yom Kippur, it says, Lo ta'amod adam l're'acha. Do not stand by the blood of another.
Yes.
We ask our Congress to care, to not stand by, to understand that we are all human beings made in the one.
There are others you might come. If there are no others, my brothers and sisters, if you are others, just raise your hand. If there are no others today, leave this place. Send the word out that the judgment has been declared, but we now must act as though it is so, and we must rise up in love, rise up in truth, and rise up and vote. My Jewish brothers and sisters have taught me much over the years, and one thing they have taught me is that the word for voice and the word for vote is the same word in Hebrew. It is the word kol. Am I right, Rabbi? It is the word kol. So our voice is our vote. Our vote is our voice. And we must use it. My mask is upside down. We must use it like never before. Let us go out and remind people of the power we have. That justice and love has never ultimately lost. It's been beaten up. It's been crucified and battered, but ultimately has never lost. And so it is our time, y'all. There's no need to really bemoan anymore. Every generation has its Edmund Pettus Bridge. Every generation has its abolition moment. This is just our time. It's our time. And the great divine, the great spirit, as my Apache brothers and sisters said, trust us. They trust us to stand up and do what is right in this moment. When I was, lastly, we were in South Africa. I wasn't in South Africa. I was talking to Bishop Tutu. And he said there was a day they were in court. The white supremacists and the people who pushed apartheid had killed a young boy. The clergy decided to put on their robes and go into court. And said that one of the judges leaned over and said, apartheid has fallen. And the judge said, no, it's not. We're gonna let this criminal off and apartheid. He says, no. He said the clergy decided to go public. And the clergy have come here and pronounced judgment. He said the die has been cast. And the fall will come. And it wasn't long after that. Do not underestimate the power of you as men and women of God in many different ways. When in humility, but in great faith, you decide to let go all this other language, Democrat, Republican, left and right, and simply call what's happening what it is, sin, and to render judgment. And in that judgment also render possibility. But then also say to those that do evil, you may do it. You may very well increase that next seat. But we're not going to fall apart because we know too much about how God works. We know that the stones that the builders rejected turn around and become a chief cornerstone. We know too much about how God works. We know that days of deep, dark crucifixions can end up in resurrection. We know too much. My Hindu brothers and sisters remind us, things are born again. And again, and again. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for hearing the call. Thank you for doing what God has called us to do in this nation at this time. Their arms are really too short to box with God. Let us go forth, my brothers and sisters. Let us call and call and continue to call the people to rise up and vote. Remember Ruth. Remember Brianna.
Remember everyone that's ever stood for justice and everyone that's ever died for injustice. Let them speak, and let us speak with our voices and our votes. It is so. Amen.